fraxing madhouse we call a club, so quit being a pain in my ass and get back to work. Sin stuck out her tongue at him before vanishing back into the bar with the same uncanny speed and stealth with which she had appeared. He had known her his entire life, and he would never get used to the way she did that. Kit didn't linger at the door himself. Sin was right. The place was packed tonight, which meant he needed to head inside. It was time to get back to work. The Nova Club wasn't unique in the Drift. There were dozens of bars, casinos, gambling dens, and pleasure houses scattered across the motley collection of stations and platforms that drifted on the far edge of civilized space, catering to the mining corporations and those who worked for them. Beyond the Drift was wild space and an asteroid belt full of ore-rich rocks. While they got the occasional exploration vessel passing through, most of the traffic out here was tied to mining. Massive processing ships carried the ore in from the working areas, offloading the refined product onto waiting freighters that shipped it back to civilization. Hundreds of mining vessels worked the asteroid belt, their crews spending months out in deep space before returning. All those crews needed a place to blow off steam and spend their pay. And that's why the Drift had more bars and recreational businesses than it did corporate offices and standard shops. If there was a way to profit from pleasure, then the corporation